The Reverend Paul Brunner tells a wonderful story about a young man named Jeff.
Brunner, 保罗 Brunner 叫牧师呢，讲了一个美好的关于一个年轻人 Jeff 的故事。
Jeff learned one Sunday morning that his church was holding a picnic that afternoon.
Jeff 呢，有一天知道说，有一天星期天下午，他的教会呢，会后会有一个野餐。
He hurried home from church to pack his lunch and get to the picnic ground.
他从教会赶回家，就做中饭来去要去野餐聚集地。
But lo and behold, when he opened the refrigerator door, he discovered only a single piece of dried up bologna and two pieces, stale pieces of bread, one of them being a heel.
但是你知道怎么着呢？当他打开冰箱的门的时候呢，他发现只有一片已经干了的午餐肉和两块不太新鲜的面包，其中有一块呢还是面包头。
And to make things worse,There was barely enough mustard to color his knuckles when he tried to scrape the bottom of the jar.
更糟的是呢，当他刮芥末酱瓶子的底部的时候呢，芥末酱都不够涂他指关节的。
Nevertheless, he made his sandwich, wrapped it in a wax paper, and placed it in a large paper bag, so that it would look like he had a great deal more than a single sandwich. And he set out for the picnic.
但是不管怎么样呢，他还是做好了三明治，用蜡纸把它包好，放在一个大纸袋里，这样呢就看起来他好像带了很多中饭，然后就出发去野餐地了。
When Jeff arrived, the ground was already crowded, and the only empty space he could find was at the end of a table next to the Lawson family.
当他到那的时候呢，已经很拥挤了，唯一的一个地方就是在桌子的顶端。
As he took his sandwich out of the bag and began to unwrap it, the Lawsons began to spread their feast as well.
就是在Lawson 他们一家旁边，当 Jeff 把他的三明治拿出来开始打开蜡纸的时候呢， Lawson 一家也开始把他们的野餐大宴拿出来了。
They had a warm red checkered tablecloth, heaps of fried chicken, potato salad and baked beans.That smelled like heaven to Jeff.
他们呢铺了一张非常火热的那种红鸽子桌布，大堆大堆的炸鸡、土豆色拉和烤豆子，这些对 Jeff 来说闻起来就像天堂的味道一样。
To top it all off, Mrs. Lawson brought out two of the biggest chocolate cream pies Jeff had ever seen.
最最了不得的就是Lawson 太太又拿出两个 Jeff 从来没见过的最大的巧克力奶油馅饼。
He glanced at the bountiful feast and then back at his own meager meal when he felt a hand on his shoulder.
Jeff 看了一眼丰盛的宴席，又回过来到他自己寒酸的午餐。这个时候呢，他感到有一只手在他的肩膀上。
It was Mrs. Lawson.
是 Lawson 太太。
Why don't we pull our food? She was asking.And we can all eat together.
他问到说，我们为什么不分享我们的食物呢？我们可以一起吃。
No, I don't think so, Jeff embarrassingly told her.
不要了，我觉得不要了。Jeff 有点尴尬地对他说。
I'm not really all that hungry, so I only brought a sandwich, he said, hanging his head somewhat.
他说我不是很饿，所以我只带了一个三明治，他低着头说。
Oh, please, she smiled. We just love bologna. We'll cut it into pieces so everyone can enjoy it, along with some fried chicken and all the fixing, and of course, some chocolate pie.
哦，他说那个 Lawson 太太就说，哦，请跟我们一起分享吧。他笑着说，我们就是喜欢午餐肉，我们把它切成小块，每个人都可以就着炸鸡和其他食物一起吃，当然还有巧克力馅饼。
And so, says Reverend Brunner, Jeff came in to the picnic that day as a pauper and stayed to feast like a king.
Brunner 牧师就这么说，就那一天呢， Jeff 就像一个穷光蛋来到野餐地，却像一个国王一样的吃了一顿盛宴。
Some people say that this is exactly what happened when Jesus fed the multitude with the five small barley loaves and two small fish.
有人说，当耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱了多人，就像这样，人们彼此分享，绰绰有余。
The people shared with one another, and there was more than enough to go around.
人们彼此分享，还有剩下的，绰绰有余。
Whether that is sufficient explanation for this miracle or not, it always amazes me how much food is left over at covered dish meals.
不管对这个神迹是不是就是这种说法对这个神迹是不是解释的透彻，对我来说，我总是很惊奇，在野聚餐的时候有剩下多少食物。
A little boy was asked his favorite Bible story, and he said, "I don't know. I guess it's the one about a crowd that loaves and fishes."
一个小男孩被问到他最喜欢的圣经故事是什么，他说，哦，我不知道，我想就是那个好多人又有饼和鱼的那一个。
Today's story is one of the best known stories about Jesus.
今天的经文是关于耶稣的最为广为人知的一个故事之一。
In fact, it is the only miracle apart from Jesus' resurrection, which is recorded in all four Gospels.
事实上，这是唯一的一个神迹，除了耶稣的复活以外，记载在整个的四本福音书当中。
That alone makes it important for us to study.
就唯有这一点就是它的很重要，让我们一起来学习。
In today's lesson from John's Gospel, seeing a great multitude, Jesus asked them, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?"
在今天约翰福音的经文当中，我们刚才读过的经文当中，耶稣看到许多人就问腓力，我们到哪里买饼吃，叫这些人吃呢？
Philip seemed surprised by the question, and with good reason.
腓力好像对这个问题感到很惊奇，他也有很好的理由觉得很惊奇。
Philip was from Bethsaida, which is the closest town, and would have known the local resources.
腓力是从伯塞大来的，那么伯塞大是最近的小镇，他也应该知道邻近的情况。
He answered, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite."
他说半年多的工资也买不到足够的食物给每个人吃一口啊。
He was saying that there was no earthly way they could feed that many people.
他的意思是说地上没有任何办法能够让这些人吃饱。
From a human standpoint, that was correct.
从人的角度来看是对的。
There were no restaurants or supermarkets nearby, and even if there were, they didn't have anywhere enough money to buy food for a crowd numbering in the thousands.
周围没有饭店或者超市，就是有的话，他们也没有足够的钱来买食物让几千的人吃饱。
Another of his disciples, Andrew, who is Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here's a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish."
另外一个门徒安德烈，就是西门彼得的兄弟，说话了。这里有一个男孩，有五个饼，两条鱼。
But how will they go? How far will they go among so many?
但这五个饼两条鱼，对于这么多人来算什么呢？
That's a good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
The needs are so great.
需求是大的。
Our resources are so few.
我们的资源却是少的。
From whence will the necessary help come?
那么我们必要的、需要的，到底是从满足是到底从哪来呢？
So often in ministry, we are faced with needs, and all we see is the insufficiency of our church budget.And the impossibility of meeting those needs.
经常在神的事工当中，我们面临很多需要。我们看到的竟是，我们教会的资金不足和满足这些需要的不可能性。
The early church in Acts had the very same problem.
使徒行传中的初期教会在一开始的时候就有同样的需要问题。
3,000 Jews were converted.
三千犹太人成为信徒。
And the young church had to find a place for them because they were now seen as traitors by their families and they were abandoned.
年轻的教会呢，必须为他们找一个地方，因为这些人已经被他们的家庭看作是叛徒，被他们遗弃了。
This is why we read in Acts 2:24, they sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need.
这就是为什么我们在《使徒行传》二章里面读到，并且卖了钱产家业，照着个人所需用的分给个人。
Jesus had compassion on people, and so did the early church.
耶稣对人有怜悯，初期教会也是这样。
Before they could meet the people's needs, however, they needed to get organized.
但是在他们能够满足人的需要之前，他们需要先被安排一下，组织安排一下。
Jesus said, "Have the people sit down."
耶稣说：“你们叫众人坐下。”
Here was a man with a plan.
这是一个有计划的人。
There were plenty of grass in that place, and they did sit down.
那里呢有很多草，人们就坐下了。
About 5,000 men were there, John tells us.
约翰告诉我们说，大约有5,000男人。
Add in unknown numbers of women and children, and you come up with a crowd that could be numbered 10,000.
如果加入就是当时没有被寄宿的女人和孩子的话，也许你能算到10,000左右的人数。
Jesus told them to sit down.
耶稣叫他们坐下。
Then he took the loaves, gave thanks, and according to John, distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted.
约翰说，然后耶稣就拿起饼来祝谢了。分给那些坐在那里的人，尽他们所要。
He did the same with the fish.
同样，他也是这样的分鱼。
When they had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over."
当他们都吃饱的时候，耶稣对门徒说：“把剩下的收拾零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。”
So they gathered them.And filled 12 baskets with pieces of 5 barley loaves and leftover, from those who had eaten.
所以他们就把零碎的收拾下来，一共有12篮。
It's an amazing story.
这是一个让人非常震撼的事件。
Jesus fed almost 10,000 people with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish.
耶稣用5个大麦饼和2条小鱼给5,000人吃饱。
How did he do it?
他是怎么做的呢?
As we have noted, some theologians say he did it by getting the people to share what they had.
有一些神学家说他是让人们彼此分享他们所有的，就像我们一开始所说的，老粉一家跟 Jeff 分享他们的炸鸡和巧克力馅饼一样。
Like people at a covered dish dinner sharing what they have.And that there is always plenty left over.
就像人们在爱宴的时候分享他们的食物，就总有好多剩下的。
It's a good explanation, though again, I'm not sure it's a full explanation.
这是一个很好的解释，听上去。然而，我再说一遍，我不知道是不是一个完整的解释。
Notice what Paul, John says next. After the people saw the sign.Jesus performed, they began to say, Surely, this is a prophet who has come into the world.
因为请注意，约翰接下去怎么说？众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说，这真是那要来到世间来的先知。
John calls this event a sign.
约翰称这个事件是一个神迹。
Scholars tell us that John's record of the life of Jesus.Is very specific in purpose.
学者们告诉我们，约翰记录耶稣的生平有他独到的目的。
In John chapter 20 verse 31, John writes, "These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name."
他的目的就是。但记这些事，在约翰福音20:31说，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
John refers to all Jesus' miracles as signs. signs that Jesus was the Messiah.
耶稣指着所有耶约翰指着所有耶稣的神迹为神迹或者是记号，这些记号指证耶稣是弥赛亚。
This particular sign was a spectacular one.
这里的这个神迹非常的辉煌。
And it made Jesus wildly popular among the 12.
因为他让耶稣大得人心。
They even wanted to make him king.
他们甚至想要拥他为王。
I'm not so sure that just getting the crowd to share with one another would make that large an impression.
我不确定如果只是让大家彼此分享食物的话，会不会达到这么大的效果和印象。
Of course, none of us knows how he performed this miracle.
当然我们没有一个人知道他是怎么样行这个神迹的。
Or he changed, how he changed the water into wine in another of John's stories.
就好像我们不知道在约翰的故事里他怎么样将水变成酒。
Or how he healed the blind or raised the dead.
或者他怎样医治了瞎眼的，或者叫人从死里复活。
All we can do is to agree with John that this is a sign that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing we may have life in his name.
我们所能做的就是同意约翰所说的，就是这是一个神迹，指证耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且因着相信，我们因着他的名得生命。
There's much to see in this story.
这个故事里还有更多的意义。
First, it's Jesus' concern for people's need to be met.
首先是耶稣挂念人们的需要得到满足。
Jesus saw the people and their need.
耶稣看到的是人们和他们的需要。
And he felt compassion toward them.
他感到对他们的怜悯。
That is why he has so much to say about caring for the poor.
这就是为什么他就关于照顾贫穷的人说了很多话。
Some of you may be familiar with the work of the evangelical activist Jim Wallace.
你们当中也许有些人对那个福音派活动家 Jim Wallace 的工作有点熟悉。
Wallace once took some scissors of the Bible.
有一次呢 ，Wallace 呢用剪刀剪了圣经。
That sounds sacrilegious.
这听上去有点亵渎。
But that was not his intent.
但剪圣经呢，根本不是他的用意。
Wallace was a seminary student at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School.
Wallace 当时是三一福音学校的学生。
He and his classmates decided to eliminate a few verses.
他和几个同学呢，决定去掉几段圣经。
They performed surgery on all 66 books of the Bible, beginning with Genesis, and did not stop until Revelation.
他们对圣经66本书做了一个手术，就是从创世纪一直到启示录才停止。
Each time a verse spoke about the topic of poverty, wealth, justice, or oppression, they cut it out.
每一次当圣经里提到贫穷、富裕、公义或者压迫，他们就把他们剪掉。
They wanted to see what a compassionate-less Bible looks like.
他们想看看一个没有怜悯的圣经看上去是怎么样的。
By the time they finished, nearly 2,000 verses lay on the floor.
当他们完成的时候，将近有两千段经文掉在地板上。
And the only thing that remained was a book of tattered pages.
圣经只成了一本破烂的一本书。
They discovered that if you cut out concern for the poor, you cut out the heart of the Bible.
他们发现说，如果你把对贫穷人的关怀从圣经里去掉的话，你就是把圣经的精髓，也是最主要的，给去除了。
I wish more of us had a heart for the down and out like Jesus did.
我希望我们更多的人能够像耶稣那样对低下的边缘人物有心去留意关怀。
So many people have needs that are so great.
有这么多有需要的人，而他们的需要又是这么大。
There's a legend about Martin of Tours, who who is said to be the first military chaplain.
有一个传说讲到圣马丁，他据说是第一个随军牧师。
He followed the Roman army from place to place, ministering to soldiers and to people in places they conquered.
他跟着罗马军队从东到西，服侍士兵和罗马军队征服的人们。
One cold winter day, he was following the Roman army into a city.
一个极为寒冷的冬天，他跟着罗马军队到了一个城市。
There was a beggar at the gate of the city, freezing from cold and asking for alms.
在城门口呢，有一个乞丐冻得发僵，在那里要钱。
Martin had been on the field with the soldiers for weeks.
在那个时候呢，圣马丁当时跟着军队有好几个星期了。
He had neither coin nor crust of bread.
他没有钱，也没有面包。
So he took off the battered old Roman soldier's cloak that he had over his shoulders, and with his sword he cut it into two pieces.
他呢，就脱下他肩头上披着的这个罗马士兵的又旧又战绩斑斑的外套。用他的剑劈为两半。
One half of the cloak he gave to the beggar, the other half he kept for himself.
一半他给了那个乞丐，另一半他自己留下了。
That night, Martin had a dream.
那天晚上，圣马丁做了一个梦。
In that dream, he found himself to be an observer of a scene in heaven.
他梦见他在观看一幕在天堂里的景象。
He saw Jesus surrounded by a group of angels.
他看见耶稣被一群天使围绕。
And to his surprise, the Lord Jesus was wearing the half of a Roman soldier's cloak.
他很吃惊地看到主耶稣正披着一个罗马士兵的半块披风。
One of the angels asked Jesus.
有一个天使就问耶稣。
Master, where did you get that old, dirty, and torn half of a Roman soldier's cloak?
有一个天使问耶稣说：“主啊，你从哪弄来的这个又脏又旧又被撕成两半的罗马士兵的披风呢？”
And in the soft silence, as the angels waited for Jesus to reply, he heard Jesus said, "My good servant Martin gave it to me."
在天使等待耶稣回答的那柔软的安静当中，他听见耶稣说：“我的好仆人马丁给我的。”
Jesus saw the crowds, and he had compassion on them.
耶稣看见人群，他对他们存有怜悯。
Jesus taught us that this is what the kingdom is all about.
耶稣教导我们，神的国全部都是关于这个的。
Sometimes we can ignore people's needs, but not Jesus.
有时我们忽视人们的需要，但是耶稣不忽视。
He was moved with compassion.By the poor's need, and he stopped to help them.
他被人们的需要而感动，而且他寻求去帮助他们。
He viewed them as sheep without a shepherd, lost and helpless, without guidance, nourishment, or protection.
他看他们如羊没有牧人，失丧，没有人帮助，没有指引、安抚或者是保护。
Jesus not only had compassion on the crowd.He was also moved to help them.
耶稣不仅对人有怜悯，他而且感到了，他就去帮助他们。
What a pity we say when we see a person in the street with rags asking for a handout.
You skipped one verse.
Okay.
Do you want to read it?
Many
people.
Many people look on others in need with compassion. Only a few are moved.To help them in their need.
许多人对有需要的人有怜悯，但只有少数的人感到怜悯，并且去帮助他们的需要。
What a pity we say when we see a person on the street in rags asking for a handout.
当我们看到一个穿着破破烂烂的人在街头乞讨的时候，我们说多可怜啊。
How sad we think when we see a childin a magazine with their stomach exploded and covered with flies, as if feeling sorry for people was the same as really helping them.
当我们看到一个在杂志上的孩子肚子鼓起来的时候，身上满着苍蝇，我们想多痛苦啊，好像对人感到难过，就跟帮助他们一样。
One day a student asked anthropologist Margaret Mead for the earliest sign of civilization in any given culture.
有一天一个学生问人类学家 Margaret Mead, 什么是一个文化当中最早的文明的迹象？
He expected the answer to be a clay pot or perhaps a fish hook or a grinding stone.
他期望的回答也许是一个土器，或者是一个鱼钩，或者是一个磨石。
Her answer was a healed femur.
她的回答是一个被医治好的股骨。
The femur, of course, is our thigh bone.
股骨当然是我们的大腿骨头。
In a society based on hunting and gathering, a person with a fractured thigh bone would be useless.
在一个完全靠打猎的社会里面，一个大腿骨骨折的人是没有什么任何用处的。
Mead explained that no healed femurs are found where the law of the jungle, the survival of the fittest, reigns.
Mead 解释到，在达尔文的丛林法律适者生存的环境当中，没有发现被医好的股骨。
A healed femur shows that someone cared.
一个被医好的股骨显示出有人关心和连续。
Someone had to hunt and gather for that injured person until his leg healed.
有人要为那个受伤的人打猎、狩猎，并且收获，直到他的骨头痊愈。
The evidence of compassion, according to Margaret Mead, is the first sign of civilization.
对 Margaret Mead 来说，这个人类学家来说，显示怜悯的证据是最早文明的第一个征兆。
Who can question that she is right?
谁能够想到他的这个问题是不对的呢？
Compassion is certainly at the heart of our faith.
怜悯是我们行为、我们的事业、侍奉当中最重要的一部分。
Mike Barrett, in his book, The Danger Habit, tells how difficult it is for highly competitive people to be compassionate.
危险的习惯就是这个 Mike Barrett 在他的书《危险的习惯》当中讲到，对非常有竞争的人们来说，具有怜悯是何等的难。
He tells about men who tried to climb Mount Everest in 2006, and some of the choices.They were forced to make.
他讲到在2006年，人们试图登珠穆朗玛峰，他们被迫做的不同的选择。
He tells about a 50-year-old climber, Lincoln Hall, who was left for dead by his team, and other passing climbers on the side of that treacherous mountain.
他讲到一个50岁的登山者林肯号。被他的团队和其他经过的登山者在内侧极其危险的山峰那里遗留下来等死。
But a small team led by Dan Masra of the United States stopped to help Lincoln down the mountain.
但是有一小队由 Dan Masra 带领的美国登山者这一个团队停留下来帮助他下了山。
In the process, they saved his life.But they gave up their own duty to make it up Everest.
在这当中，他们救了他的命，但他们自己放弃了自己上珠穆朗玛峰的机会。
Weeks later, the guy who led the rescue told the Today Show, "We just immediately sprang to action."
几个星期以后呢，这个带领营救的领头人呢，就告诉美国 NBC 电视台的今日节目这个主持节目说，我们马上就采取行动。
You have to move quickly up there.
在那里你必须马上行动。
If you mess around and start thinking about what to do, he could already be gone.
如果你转来转去还要决定说想该怎么做的时候，他也许早就过去了。
But this story of heroism and self-sacrifice contrasted with another less heroic story that took place days earlier on the same mountain.
但是这个具有英雄主义和自我牺牲的故事和另一个不太具有英雄主义的故事有很大的对比。这个故事也是在几天前发生在同样的山上。
34-year-old David Sharp died after 40 climbers passed him and refused to help.
34岁的 David Sharp 有40个登山者从他身边经过而拒绝帮助，就这样死去了。
Think of that.
想想看。
One climber is left for dead, but is rescued and lives.
一个登山者被遗弃，留下等死，被拯救。活了下来。
Another is left alone to die, and he does die.
另一个被人留下死了，而就这么死了。
Sharp was left to die, so that other climbers could complete their ascent.
Sharp 被留下来死去了，因为其他的登山者要完成他们的登山任务。
It is easy to understand the motivation of those who pass by.
要理解这些经过的人的动机是很容易的。
They had invested many years of hope and dreams, as well as thousands of dollars in their bid to climb Everest.
他们为了跟珠穆朗玛峰花费了多年的希望、梦想，还有好多好多的金钱。
Do they throw away all that to help a person who might not survive anyway?
他们把这些都扔了来帮助一个也许根本就不会存活的人吗？
They do if they are followers of Jesus.
他们如果是跟随耶稣的人，他们就会这么做。
Jesus had compassion on the people, and he was thus moved to act.
耶稣对人有怜悯，因此他就行动。
A blog on the internet written by someone who calls himself Captain Mike.The internet monk recently told about a church in Texas that holds a community meal every Thursday night.
有一个博客，撰写人呢称他自己为网络的修士牧者 Mike。他最近讲到一个德州的教会每个礼拜四晚上举办社区晚饭。
They open their doors and invite in the homeless.
他们打开门来邀请那些无家可归的人。
When the congregation started this meal, they did not know how long the ministry would last, or how they would fund it.
当会众开始这个晚餐的时候呢，他们不知道会延续多久，也不知道资金从哪里来。
About 15 to 20 homeless folks showed up at the beginning, and they were nervous too.Wondering what the catch was.
刚刚看大约开始的时候呢，大约15个还是20个无家可归的人来，他们也担心，他们不知道可能会有什么诱饵。
However, after 5 years, the church now welcomes about 200 homeless people who come from the streets each Thursday.
但是5年以后呢，教会现在每个星期四晚上招待大约200个从街头来的无家可归的人。
The people of the congregation sit down with them, and they eat a family-style meal together.
教会的人跟他们一起坐下来吃一顿家庭晚餐。
They put out tablecloths, cut flowers, and platters of delicious food with identifiable meats.
他们铺上桌布，把那个花园里的花剪下来放好，有好多做好多很好吃的饭，还有不同的肉类。
And over the years, the congregation, the homeless people of their city, have become friends.
几年下来呢，会众和这个城市里的流浪的人就成为朋友。
One guest said, "We know the food is good because you sit and eat it with us."
有一个被邀请的人说，我们知道饭是好吃的，因为你们坐下来跟我们一起吃。
After the meal, they worship around the table.
吃完饭以后，他们绕着桌子敬拜神。
They announce it ahead of time, so that those who do not feel comfortable can leave, and about half of them do.
他们预先告诉大家， 说如果有些人觉得不太合适的话，他们可以离开，也却有一半的人离开。
Then they go to the chapel and offer communion, and perhaps only 15 of the guests come.
然后呢，他们就到会堂领圣餐，也许只有15个被邀请的人来。
But the opportunity is always there.
但是机会是给每一个人的。
Today, after 5 years of doing this, 30,000 meals have been eaten around the tables.
今天五年以后，30,000顿晚餐在这些桌子上被吃掉。
And the church has never lacked funds to provide for these gatherings.
教会从来没有缺过资金来提供这样的聚集。
That sounds like something Jesus might do, doesn't it?
听上去像耶稣会做的，难道不是吗？
And of course, that is the whole point.
当然，这就是所有要说的。
Jesus.Want us to be compassionate and caring, as he was compassionate and caring.
耶稣想要我们有怜悯并且关怀人，像他那样有怜悯并且关怀人。
And don't worry about resources.
不用担心资源。
We in the church always worry about where the money is going to come from.
我们在教会里老是担心钱从哪里来。
As if God cannot provide for his people.
好像神不能为他的子民提供资源一样。
And Jesus fed the 5 with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. There were 12 baskets left over.
当耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱了大群的人的时候，有12个篮子食物多余下来。
Act with compassion, and God provides resources.
以怜悯之心来行动，让神来提供资源。
That is what this story says to us.
这就是这段经文对我们述说的。
Jesus saw the multitude and had compassion on them.
耶稣看到人群就怜悯他们。
What can we do in our community to show our compassion for those who need both?
我们能在我们的社区里做些什么，对那些最需要的人来显示我们的怜悯？
When shall we get started?
我们什么时候开始？
How about now?
好不好现就是现在。
Let us pray that we may have the wisdom to know how we can show compassion to those in our community.
让我们祷告，让我们知道说，我们怎么样有智慧来知道怎么样帮助我们社区当中需要的人。